is Friday, so you know what that means. It's time for the Friday quiz, and tonight it's a Royal Rumble, but not quite as you know it. Straight from the workroom and onto the airwaves of RN Drive, we have two queens who are going to slay and sashay their way through the questions we throw at them tonight, because that's what they do. First up, she's been voted Sydney's favourite drag queen, and she's just getting the party started. Please welcome and go wild for RuPaul alumni Coco Jumbo. Hello and welcome.
Hey, hey.
How exciting. And opposite Coco, she's dusted herself off from the cutting room floor on RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, but she's not here to bow down. Please make some noise at your radios as much as you can on your own, on your internet streams for the fabulous Maxie Shield. Hello and welcome.
Hello, on the cutting room floor. No, I never get that low, trust me.
Oh, God. All right, guys, this is the way it works. Bring up to speed on the rules of the quiz. There's no lip syncing. We do kind of just basically play for a penalty shootout style game. You may get a chance to steal an answer, but only when I say it's okay. There are no buzzers because we don't have that kind of resource. I decide the points. Follow what I say and it will be okay. You happy with that?
All right. Can we call a friend though?
Basically try to win. Like, that's the fundamental point of the
absolutely
game. Yeah, yep. You just try to win.
And if you can't win, do it again.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't, if it doesn't look like you're winning, try to be funny. That's just generally what I do in life.
Look at all, like, these sporting references. My goodness gracious me. Well,
yeah, it's, don't worry. It's, there's not going to be many of them, given I'm not capable of that sort of thing. All right, round one is federal politics. So let's get political, shall we? This question is for Coco. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is overseas and heading to the UK for the G7 summit in the UK. But he's made a pit stop to a country which he's hoping will form the next travel bubble with Australia. Which country is it?
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say Fiji.
Wrong, wrong, wrong,
oh,
wrong.
Damn.
Okay, well, I can't because you just guessed and it was wrong, can't I? I can offer Maxie a chance. Maxie?
I'm going to give it a go, and I'm only going to just say, look, I'd really want to go to Japan, so I'm going to say Japan.
I love that you've chosen a country that you just would like to visit.
Yes, basically.
Literally, yeah.
So it's like a fanciful answer. I would like to, in my fantasy COVID world. Amazing. And wrong. So you both got it wrong. It's Singapore. And it'll be
Singapore.
A long time anyway, so don't get too excited, anyone, because it's going to be months away.
Singapore. God yeah. damn, I should have known.
Maxie, this one
should have told me.
Is for you. Yes. The Prime Minister will meet with other world leaders at this summit. Which leader will he not be meeting at the summit? It's multiple choice. A, is it Xi Jinping, China's president? Is it B, Vladimir Putin, Russian president? Or is it C, Angela Merkel, the German chancellor? Not be at the summit. Who's not at the summit? Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, Angela Merkel. Who's not at the summit? Who's been dumped?
I think it's B, the Russian. Oh,
no, Maxie, it's not the Russian. So I'll throw that to Coco. Coco?
I think it's going to be A.
Good on you, Coco.
No!
Good on you, Coco. That's right. Xi Jinping, China is not part of the G7. All right. Round two, and Queens, in celebration of our contestants this week, our next round celebrates all things queenly, because that makes sense to us. So yeah. All of these questions have something to do with a queen of sorts. Okay?
Ooh. We are familiar.
With queens. Let's start with a real queen, Coco. This question is about the Queen of England. Not to say you're not real. You're very real. I can feel your realness right now. This is the Queen of England. She was given something this week in honour of her late husband, Prince Philip, who would have turned 100 this week. What was it? It's multiple choice. Don't get scared, Coco. Here we go.
Oh,
A, a new model of Jeep. B, a new horse-drawn carriage in honour of Prince Philip establishing the sport of carriage driving, which is a real sport he did help establish the rules for, can I tell you. Or C, a new rose, which has been named after Philip?
Well, I was going to go with, before I knew that it was multiple choice, I was going to go with a jar of peanut butter because of our sister Anita from the Snatch Game. But I'm going to have to go with C.
No!
Oh, bitch, I am winning!
A new rose!
I knew that! I knew
Coco,
that
Coco, you knew that!
That was a wild guess.
Amazing. But who cares? It's a rose.
I'm winning.
Can you believe a new rose has been named after Philip?
Okay.
I wonder what it smells like.
I am not going to think about it. Maxie, this is for you. And this is a sporty question revolving around the state.
Oh, no, this is it.
You're being set up, aren't you? It's revolving around the state of Queensland.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, boom, boom. Which Queensland city hosted the first match of the State of Origin this week? Hint, it's in the north of the state.
Was it? See, I'd just like to point out that I've had no multiple choices. Oh, yeah, I did the last one. Okay. Townsville.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I knew that one too.
You're right. You were ready to get fired up. In fact, you got fired up. And then you found you were wrong, and then you got the question right. What lesson does that give you? Don't complain in the quiz. That's really the lesson there. Don't complain when I'm hosting the quiz. You got the question, and you got it right.
Yeah,
Townsville. And I bet you were crying that you didn't get to go, right?
No. I'm really happy to sit that one out.
Yep, happy just... Yep, missed that one. That's
I was on the other hand. I love men in shorts.
Beefy men in shorts too. They're very beefy in that game. I'm more of an AFL girl myself. I like the leaner, taller versions.
The jumpers.
Just leaner. It's just a leaner sort of model. All right, round three, who am I? Now, in this round, we're going to give you four clues to try and figure out a person who's been in the news this week. So the earlier you can guess who this person is, the more points you get.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's very complicated, but you're going to figure it out. You're smart people, okay? Coco, who am I? Clue one. I was born in the United States and am 57 years old. Any ideas?
Madonna?
Nope.
No clue.
Clue two.
Yeah.
I am recently divorced after being married for 25 years. Three. I am one of the richest people in the world.
Ooh, wow.
Four, and it's your last one, baby.
Oh, shit.
I announced this week that I'm going into space with my brother next month.
I've got no idea. I'm going to say Dua Lipa.
That was funny.
I have no idea.
Quite obviously wrong. Quite obviously wrong, Coco. Maxie, any right idea, Maxie?
Is it Elon Musk?
Someone like that, but not that person.
Oh, is it? Well, then it's, the Virgin, Richard Branson. No?
Someone like that. In so much as they're rich. Jeff Bezos.
Oh, yeah. Nah, wouldn't have
he
got that.
This week he's booked a ticket for him and his brother into space with his company Blue Origin. I'm sure it was very hard for him to get that booking. You know, his own company. Like, I'm sure he was waiting on the call line for ages. Call waiting. It's like, am I ever going to get
passport?
When am I going
to
get through? I know, spacey one. All right, Maxie, your turn. Who am I? Clue one. I was born in Scotland and I'm 56 years old. Any idea? No, I don't. A lot of 56-year-olds in Scotland, right?
Life's
all right,
changed.
Clue two. I'm an actor from both the stage and the screen. Number three. I was released from hotel quarantine earlier this week in Adelaide after arriving from New York. Clue four.
He is doing the Adelaide Fringe Festival, isn't he?
Life is a cabaret.
Alan Cumming.
Yes!
Yes!
Good on you.
Because he came and saw one of my shows.
Good on you. That's right. Alan Cumming, who finally gets to make his long-awaited debut as the artistic director. There you go. A bit of Hotel Quarantine. And Bob's your uncle. Round four.
I'm going.
Now, Coco's on two. Maxie's on three. I'm enjoying this deeply. This is the drag queen race I've been waiting for. This is the moment of my week. I'm out of lockdown. I'm talking to two drag queens on national radio. I'm really in my comfortable, safe space. All right, round four. What just happened? Now, in this round, we're going to play some audio, and I need you to tell me what just happened. Coco, here is your audio. Listen very carefully.
Think three times when you feel it kicking in that sound.
Any ideas?
Good Lord, I have no idea. Someone just
You said something in the way you expressed yourself, which is helpful to you. Good.
Oh my God, I didn't.
Good. Good, something you said. I can't help you anymore.
I know this one.
Oh, damn you, Maxine. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass
what
on this.
What term did you use? I can't help you anymore. I'm tortured. No? All right. No. Maxie, it's your big chance.
Lord just dropped a single and album.
Oh, bitch, I was going to say that.
You said good Lord. I was like.
It's really good as well. It's
really
amazing.
Good. What a film clip. Have you seen the film clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No, I haven't.
Get on it. I was like, homeschooling was over today and I was watching that film clip. It's like, no more B-grade teaching for me. All right, I'm recovering. Maxie, here's your audio. Now, if you could understand any of the language being spoken, that might give you a clue.
I think I saw this on the news last night. There was a fight in Parliament. Colombia? No.
Bit of Whitney to calm your nerves there.
Yes, bring on the Whitney.
Whitney helps with all bad situations.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, amen.
Always. No, not there. Coco, do you want to have a go?
Is it that lady pushing that bear off the fence to save her dogs?
That's a no,
damn.
But it should be, shouldn't it? Should be that, but it's not that. Not that.
Was it the internet guy taking on the Fairweather boxing?
No. Why am I even thinking about it? I'm trying to be nice, but it's wrong. So I don't know why. I'm an empath. No, it's not at all. You both have no idea. Should I tell you? Yes, I think I should.
Yes.
It was French President Emmanuel Macron slapped in the face as he went to meet and greet a crowd earlier this week. The man who slapped him has just been jailed for 4 months. I know, right? You're the president getting out and about, just being a president, and then whack. Yeah. Not good. Not good
for
him. It was all in French, though, so fair enough. All right, round five. I'll just tell you your points in case you care. Maxie's on 4 points, Coco's on two, and we are getting to one of my favourite segments, which is round five, the mystery news round. Now, in this round, you'll each be given three clues to listen to. It could be the artist's name. Listen carefully, right? Because you've got to think laterally. The artist's name could be the clue. It could be the song title or the lyric that we've used as the clue, and you're going to use them to decipher a news story from the week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. Sounds complicated, but it's like, yeah, you're getting my drift. It's some sort of link.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Coco,
just
here are your...
Drag race, and then we're going to give it a red hot go.
Yeah, just try. Just give it a red hot go. Okay, Coco, here are your musical clues. Yeah. Are you even across these songs?
I'm going to say there was like a dinosaur found.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
That!
The Queensland Museum has confirmed the discovery of Australia's largest dinosaur, nicknamed Cooper. Wow. Yes, 5 to 6.5 metres tall. Very big land animal, freakishly big. Very glad I wasn't here when this animal was roaming. Would have been petrified, can barely cope with crocodiles. All right, amazing, amazing work. Maxi, here are your musical clues. Wow. Oh, God. That police song should be banned. It's so creepy.
I've got no idea.
Well, just work with me here. How good is Lady Gaga?
It's not the Lady Gaga's 10th anniversary album?
No.
I've got no idea.
I'll give you a hint. This is a very covert question, full of secrecy, until they announced it at a major press conference this week.
Yeah, got no idea.
Yeah, not helpful. Not helpful. All right, Maxi. Coco, any idea?
They're going to steal it.
Blind people?
What did you say?
Have they made a phone for blind people?
No.
Oh,
no,
damn.
No. No one's got any idea. The Australian Federal Police and the FBI have announced that they've been using a secretive app to track and watch hundreds of criminals around the world. Well, they didn't actually make it. We found out then that it was made by criminals, and then they kind of got the criminal on board. So a bit of misinformation. Kind of exciting. All right. It's the big reveal. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, of course you are. Big reveals of what you do. Okay. Maxi, you won.
Hooray!
Coco?
That was hard. Coco, that was hard.
Coco, you actually, I should tell you the points because it was really actually quite close. So Maxi won 4 points. Coco, 3 points. I would call that an emphatic win for Maxi. It was just like scraping past.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to call that an accidental win on my side because all we've been thinking about for the last many months is Drag Race. So
now tell me, was that like the best thing that ever happened to you?
It was the best. It was the most stressful. It was the hardest. It was every emotion that you could, all wrapped into one.
And was it a dream come true? Was it like the stuff of girly fairy tales? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like we've been waiting for Drag Race for years and years and years. I just wish that it wasn't on the back end of COVID.
Yeah, that was just a little unfortunate too. And how was New Zealand?
Gorgeous.
We didn't get to see it. We got to see the inside of a room.
Oh, yeah.
So, and how are the rooms in New Zealand? Are they better than our
rooms? They're lovely.
Yeah? They're the best rooms ever?
It was all about the TV.
Yeah, some of the rooms had a little balcony and some didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't have a balcony.
I did.
Yay!
Oh, well, there you go. Doesn't that speak volumes? Hey, guys, you've been awesome guests. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Patricia.
That was Coco Jumbo and Maxi Shield. They've been the stars on the quiz, and they're both the stars in the current season of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, which is currently streaming. If you are not watching RuPaul's, well, you know, apparently like you're completely missing out, so get onto it. This is RN Drive. We're coming up to news time. It's coming up to 7:00.